Harry the Hare. This is Mr. Round. He is a businessman. He is very bald. He lives in an apartment building in Chicago. He rides the subway to work every morning. He usually wears a hat. The hat keeps his head warm. Chicago is a very windy city. Mr. Round does not like the cold wind very much. Mr. Round only has three hairs on his head. A short hair, a medium-sized hair, and a long hair. The short hair is named Harry. He is very young and adventurous. The medium-sized hair is named Curly. She is Harry's mother. The longest hair is named Harold. He is Harry's father. Mr. Round is running late today. He puts his coat on. He runs out the door. It is a very windy day. The wind blows his hat off. Oh no! My favorite hat is gone, Mr. Round says. My poor bald head might freeze without it. What can I do? Harry is happy because Mr. Round isn't wearing a hat. He likes being in the wind. Whee! He screams. This is fun. Harry, his mother shouts. Sit down right now. You are in danger. But it's so much fun, Mom, Harry says. And I can see so many wonderful things. Harry sees a long pier and a great big Ferris wheel. Look at that, Harry says. It must be Navy Pier. This is so exciting. And the wind feels so fresh and cool. Harry, his father says, sit down right now. You have to be careful. You are in danger. Mr. Round wants to run after his hat. Maybe I have enough time, he says. He looks at his watch. It is 8 a.m. Shoot, he says. I'm late. I don't have time. It's gone forever. Maybe I can buy a new hat later. He walks into the subway station. The subway station is very warm. Mr. Round waits for the subway. Where are we? Harry asks. This is the subway platform, Harry's father says. People wait for the subway here. Why is everyone wearing scarves and hats? Harry asks. It's winter, Harry, his father says. They want to stay warm. The subway arrives. Mr. Round gets on. There are many people on the subway. Mr. Round is reading a newspaper. Harry tries to look out the window, but Mr. Round is too tall. Harry can only see the ads above the seats. The subway is boring, Harry says. I want to go outside again. Mr. Round gets off the subway. He walks to his office building. The wind is very strong and very cold. Harry sees a big black building. That must be the Sears Tower, Harry says. It is the biggest building in the country. Harry, I'm not going to tell you again, his father says. Sit down. Suddenly, there is a very strong gust of wind. Harry is blown away. Help me! Harry screams. Grab onto me, his father says. Try hard. Harry tries, but he cannot reach his father. Mr. Round walks away. Harry is lost. Oh no! Harry yells. I'm lost. What can I do? The wind carries Harry far, far away. Help! He screams. He passes many buildings. He flies over many streets. He sees many people. The wind continues to blow. This is not fun anymore, Harry screams. I don't like the wind anymore. I want to go home. Please, somebody help me. Harry lands on a white fluffy dog. He starts crying. Suddenly, he hears a voice. It's the dog. What's your name, little hare? The dog asks. Harry is surprised. I'm Harry, he replies. Who are you? I'm Shaggy, the dog says. Why are you crying? I miss my home on Mr. Round's head, Harry says. Where does Mr. Round live? Shaggy asks. He lives on the north side of town, Harry says. Don't worry, Shaggy says. You can stay with me for now. You can fly to the north side of town and find Mr. Round tonight. But how? Harry asks. I don't know the city very well. There are many tourist sites on your way home, Shaggy says. Right now, we are at New Comiskey Park. Harry looks to his left. He sees a big stadium. The White Sox play baseball here, he says. That's right, Shaggy replies. Just ride on the wind. Go north. You can easily find your way home. The airport is not far from here, Shaggy says. There are lots of planes there. You can't miss it. Okay, Harry says. But where do I go from there? Continue traveling north, Shaggy says. The next site is the Shedd Aquarium. It is a big gray building. But where do I go from there? Harry asks. The next site is the Sears Tower, Shaggy says. It is the biggest building in the country. I know it well, Harry says. It is very close to Mr. Round's workplace. Continue traveling north after you see the Sears Tower, Shaggy says. The next site is Navy Pier. I can go home from there, Harry says. Hooray! The wind is changing directions, Shaggy says. You should go now. Harry takes a deep breath. He jumps into the wind. Thank you very much, Shaggy, he yells. The wind blows him away. Good luck, Harry, Shaggy yells. You can do it. Just keep traveling north. Keep your eyes open. Be brave. Harry flies north. He sees the airport. He sees a big airplane. Oh, wow, Harry says. That plane is so cool. I want to go for a ride. Next, Harry sees a big gray building. That is the Shedd Aquarium, Harry says. I am traveling north. I am getting closer to Mr. Round's apartment building. The wind continues to blow Harry north. He lands on the top of the Sears Tower. He can see the whole city. Chicago is such a big city, Harry thinks. Harry can see the lights of many buildings. He is very impressed. It's so beautiful, Harry says. What a fantastic adventure! Harry jumps back into the wind. He travels further north. After several minutes, he sees Navy Pier. Yahoo! Harry says. I'm almost home. I can't wait to see my parents. Harry sees Mr. Round's apartment building. That's it! He screams. I'm home! Harry is very excited. He can't wait to see his family. Harry sees Mr. Round. He is surprised. Mr. Round has a lot of curly black hair. Mr. Round takes his hair off. The curly black hair is a wig. Harry sees his mother and father. Oh, Harry! Harry's mother cries. I am so happy. I am happy too, Mom, Harry says.